Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dice Guys, episode number 18 for February 18th. You know the year. Hey, 18 matches. How do we manage that?
I'm going to say planning.
That's good. I like that. Planning. Yeah, planning.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. And my name is Mike, and you are...
Jason.
Jason, you remember your name. That's good, too. We'll put that down as an achievement.
Yay!
All right. Oh, let's finish up with this intro. Today on the Dice Guys, we've got some brain flakes that are always crunchy in milk. In fact, actually, I think we're using almond milk this time, right?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Okay. Several things in brain flakes, from cover music for video games to Russian water witches. And we also got our game pick of the week.
Right.
And we're going to discuss the news. That there really isn't any news.
There's not a whole lot of news. So let's draw those flakes out a bit, folks.
Yes, and here we go.
No, man.
Trying to kill me.
So, Jason, what have you been doing this week?
Well, you assigned me the job of being the new role-playing game guy.
You are the RPG editor for the Dice Guys.
We weren't going to do a whole lot of RPG stuff because there's honestly enough sites out there doing it.
And they're good sites.
And they're really good sites.
So we didn't want to compete with them because we suck.
I don't think that was why, but I mean, we just didn't feel the need to add to it. But quite honestly, there's enough stuff going on out there, and there's enough focus on role-playing games right now that at least for the foreseeable future, we're going to spend a little bit of time covering them.
Yeah, we figured we'd go ahead and buckle under and and do it, or knuckle under. I don't know, something I'm saying there.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's the fact of the matter is... Yeah. There's a lot of interest in it, so we should probably cover some of it.
Should probably cover some. So so he's the RPG guy. If you have any questions about RPGs, Jason is the man to send your messages and comments to.
That is correct, and I may even answer with a little bit of snark.
The little bit?
A little bit.
Just a tiny bit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, your first article is up so as RPG editor. So,
right.
Which is about what?
It's about, it's hard to describe, sexism in role-playing games.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Basically, the idea that people think that because in medieval times, women were not equal to men, that they were subservient to men, that that should be reflected in our fantasy role-playing games.
Okay.
Which makes a whole lot of sense.
I guess.
Because realism, you know.
With dragons.
Yeah, dragons casting fireballs. So realism is important.
Yep. So, yeah.
I don't think so.
I know we've gone over this a little bit in a previous show where we talked about some sexism creeping into board game art.
Right.
And we covered a couple of websites that that cover this really well. I linked to that again on the blurb about your article. So
sweet.
Anyway, but yeah, so if you want to check that out, it's on our site at TheDiceGuys.com, and we'd love to get your comments on it because we may not know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you may you may read the article and say, oh, you're full of crap, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah, he is full of crap, but you know,
usually
I want you to tell him that, not me. He doesn't listen to me anymore.
No, because he's always telling me I'm full of crap.
Oh, anyway. I haven't been really doing much of anything. I have started my fan film series on the website.
I was going to say, yeah, you did something absolutely monumental the other night that I certainly couldn't do.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Yeah, I actually found fan film for Mike to watch.
Yes.
Because I would not watch this. I mean, you would have to pay me a whole lot of money to watch this.
Yeah, and you know I'll watch anything.
Uh-huh. exactly
anything till the end because I'm a glutton for punishment.
So instead of talking in circles, I will just tell you what I found was a Gilligan's Island fan film. Yep. That is correct.
I'm laughing because, you know, it helps the pain go away.
Mike actually sat through the whole thing.
Okay, my fan film series, I'm going to be covering like one fan film that I've watched in history of time or now. It could be any time. Mm-hmm. And I started off with Star Trek New Voyages, also known as Star Trek Phase 2. I also have done Starship Farragut, which is another Star Trek one. And then I was planning on doing one that wasn't a science fiction, wasn't Star Trek, because I wanted people to realize that I watch good ones, I watch bad ones. I watch things that are heroes, superheroes, start sci-fi, and anything else.
He made the mistake of mentioning to me that he wanted to find one that was not sci-fi related to cover.
And Jason was good enough to find Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, I thought, what's the farthest thing from watching Star Trek?
It's pretty darn far. I'm not gonna spoil my review.
No, later. Let's not do that. But let's just point out that if you've watched Gilligan's Island, you already have an idea of the quality of this show.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because it's not that far off. The fan film is not that far off from the quality of the writing.
It really isn't. I mean, the only thing that I could really fault it on was the props and the sets.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a fan film. Come on, yeah. That's going to happen.
Okay, I could fault it on the acting and the costumes. Yeah. Okay, but we won't go.
But anyway, we'll just wait and let you read that later.
Fan film series. It's in my bloggy area, The Role, at thediceguys.com. And I'm going to be filling that up with a lot of stuff. I also have a fan film page on Google+ that you can follow the articles there.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's basically what I've been working on, is trying to get that going because I needed something to put in the blog.
Yeah, there you go. We're trying to become more productive on the actual print side of the website. So,
yeah. And I love my fan films. You know, mm-hmm. You know that.
Absolutely.
I've watched too many of them. I'm going to cry now.
And he tries to force me to watch too many of them.
I'm going to cry. Because it hurts. Okay.
All right. So,
let's just jump into Brain Flakes.
Let's go with Brain Flakes.
Brain Flakes.
The first thing we wanted to talk about was something that is actually pretty darn cool.
It is really cool. All right. So bleeding cool. I'm really excited.
Actually, yeah.
I love music. You know that because mm-hmm. I have my music that I do on uh-huh. whenever I get around to it. I'm not that good.
Actually, your music is great.
I just don't have a lot of time.
You're just
for
not
it.
That productive.
Hey, that sounds familiar. That's like a
thanks,
theme.
Dad.
That's like a theme running through my life. Thanks, Dad. But anyway, this is music, and it is people out there doing cover songs based on music from video games. It's
right.
Really grown big. Now, it's been growing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple years ago there was a orchestra that was on tour that was doing orchestrated video game music. It was sold out everywhere it went.
Yeah, well, I think it just ended the end of this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they up in Washington.
Yeah, they've got an album released of it. You can find that. If I find the link, I'll put that online so you guys can find it and mm-hmm. and listen to it because it is orchestrated versions of video game music.
Had music Mario. Running from Mario, Zelda, all the way up through World of Warcraft. I mean, mm-hmm. It was pretty spectacular.
Well, since then, I mean, it's just exploded with the kind of mm-hmm. people going online and just playing their instruments and doing versions.
Incredibly talented people.
People that make me feel, you know,
inferior.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't done anything in my whole time. Because, I mean, most of these people are teenagers. And,
yeah, it just
you
makes
know.
You sick, doesn't it? No, these people are great.
Yeah, so we're going to name a few names here and what they've done. And then I'm going to put links into them. They may not be in the show notes. These links actually might go into an actual article on our site. If I put it into an article, then there'll be a link to the article in the show notes. Does that make any sense? It's kind of recursive.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, if people take the time to go back and listen to that bit again, they'll probably pick it up.
Yeah. If I link that many times, is it going to like fold in on itself and cause a problem?
It could be a paradox, but you know, the universe doesn't like paradoxes. Yeah. You'll be stopped in some way.
Yeah.
Probably Maluka. By procrastination.
Stop it with the procrastination. I'm busy. I'm a busy man.
You are.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Maluka. M-A-L-U-K-A-H. You'll find her channel on YouTube.
We could be totally mispronouncing that.
Could be. I have no idea.
She does a lot of Skyrim stuff.
She does a lot of Skyrim stuff, and it is excellent.
Ah, it's amazing.
So, amazing. She does a lot of layer effects where she plays multiple instruments, mm-hmm. and she will box that in on the videos so you can see her in different parts of the song, playing the different instruments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very excellent. And,
absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. And she does her own harmony.
Yep. You know, yep. So. And there's a few people on YouTube that have disliked her.
Oh, that's because there are always haters out there that when lots of people start to like something on YouTube, they're like, got a rage.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, get a life.
But, you know, it's like you say, if you do something on YouTube, don't read the comments.
Do not read the comments.
Just do stuff on YouTube.
Just do it, post it, and go on with your life.
Another person that we like is 331 E-Rock.
Yep.
I don't know his real name.
No, he does guitar instruction.
Yeah.
He teaches guitar.
But the main thing he does on YouTube is shred versions of various songs, ranging from Careless Whisper.
Which is awesome, by the way.
On up through video games. And mm-hmm. he's done Skyrim as well, which is a very awesome version.
He's done Skyrim. He's done Zelda. There's plenty of others. And he does true metal versions of these songs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, you'll be blown away, especially if you like that kind of music.
Yeah.
If you don't like that kind of music, you might get a headache. But, you know, so be forewarned.
Yeah. Another person we like, Violintay.
Mm-hmm.
V-I-O-L-I-N-T-A-Y.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a duo?
Well,
sometimes.
Sometimes she does her own thing, and then she has a friend that comes in, mm-hmm. and they play... violin and piano duos.
Mm-hmm.
Duets.
Get it right.
Hey, it's been a while since I've been in high school band, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, give me a break.
A long while.
Shut up. But, of course, they came to my attention doing a Skyrim one.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But they've got a ton of other ones, too. I think they've even got, like, I don't know if it's Metal Gear Solid or one of the fighting... Mm-hmm. battle whatever. I don't know. I don't play video games enough.
Apparently not. But anyway,
I mean, why would I want to, you know?
Their music is great, whether you play the games or not. And these girls, amazing job.
Mm-hmm. And the last one we want to mention
mm-hmm.
is this really cool girl named Lindsay Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a lot of music online. She's got her own website. She's got really highly produced videos because apparently she's got friends that make videos very, very well.
I'm telling you, these are slick.
Yeah, Lindsay Sterling. And she has her big fan type one is Legend of Zelda cover that she does on her violin. And she dances.
That's the one that applies. Yeah, she's dressed as Link,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But they do the whole thing. I mean, she's in a dungeon and she's mm-hmm. got a torch and she's going out of the dungeon and then it cuts to her in a field and she's all pixied up and she's playing mm-hmm. her violin and she looks kind of like a pixie.
Yeah, a little bit. Very waifish.
She is a pixie. Yeah. So, but she's awesome and she apparently can play while she dances, which is a plus.
Yeah, she seems to be a dancer as well as a violinist.
Mm-hmm.
And she even has some of her own original music up on YouTube mm-hmm. and, yeah, it's pretty awesome as well.
So,
but, of course, she came to our attention through nerdy things like Zelda.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're going to have links to them, and I might have a few other ones on mm-hmm. our site. And go check that out if you like music, especially video game music.
Yep.
So
definitely worth it.
Next brain flake up.
Oh,
poor guy.
Oh, man.
I feel sorry for this guy.
So do I. So maybe somebody needs to, like, raise some money for this guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
Or raise him.
Just... Or raise him from the dead
again.
Yes. Okay. His name was Jerry Miller? Jerry Miller.
Yeah.
And yeah, he, this poor guy, I guess his name's too common or something.
But he is a war vet, and he pays for his home that he has with his veterans benefits and his Social Security. Mm-hmm. The problem is that the Department of Veterans Affairs keep saying he's dead.
Yeah, he's received four letters so far, apparently, each time that, gosh, they're sorry to hear that he's dead, and all these benefits that have been paid out need to be paid back because they don't like paying dead people.
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell?
He says, I'm not dead. And he actually went to them and told them in person, I'm not dead. And they said, oh, yeah, you're not dead. And they changed it. And a few months later, they get another letter, and he's dead again.
Yeah, he's dead again.
So four times they've killed this poor guy. You know, we're looking at one healthy-looking zombie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's up and active and, like, kicking around. Mm-hmm. And
now
a little bit upset that his benefits keep getting screwed with, and he should be.
And that's the serious side of this, is that he might lose his house because of this.
Yeah.
He can't make his house payments. And they keep saying he's dead.
They keep stopping his benefits and want money back.
$96,000 they want back, which he obviously doesn't have.
No.
And, you know, the story that we found has a video of a reporter. And the reporter went to the department and asked them about this. And all they said to him was that they'd look into it.
Right.
So
in the meantime, you know, the guy may be homeless, but, you know.
So let's just be a lesson to you. When you're dealing with the Department of Veteran Affairs, you're probably dead. They just want you dead.
Well, if you're dealing with the Department of Veteran Affairs, find some way of proving that you're alive.
That sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Because apparently just going to them and saying, hey, I'm alive, doesn't cover it.
I think probably going and camping out on the guy's desk would probably do it, at least until you die. And then you can just stay there anyway.
Yeah, then it's their problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck to that guy. Good luck to Mr. Miller. I hope they get it straightened out before things get really bad for him.
Yeah.
On a lighter note. Yay for the people in the northwestern part of the country.
The northwestern part of this country right now is dealing with a serious, serious criminal.
Yes, they're being plagued.
By the piggyback bandit.
Now, see, Mike brought this story to my attention, and I thought maybe there was some sinister undercurrent to this story. No.
There is. Well, it's very sinister. He wants to ride on your back. Apparently, this guy, they have his name. I'm not going to go over his name.
No,
right
we won't
now.
Call him out.
We're not going to call him out. You can look it up, and we'll have a link to the story, so you'll see his name.
Yeah, there you go.
And it, you know, keeps us safe. This guy apparently travels around from state to state, dresses up in uniforms of high school teams, and goes to their games. And then he kind of inveigles himself into the game, you know, like by delivering water or giving massages to team members in between the things.
Which, you know, that could be a little hinky.
Yeah, it's a little hinky, but, you know.
I think they're talking shoulder massages, that sort of thing.
And, you know, nobody really knows who he is, but sometimes he acts like he's a little, you know.
Challenged.
And so they kind of let him, you know, do whatever. And then.
And he's helpful.
Yeah, and he's helpful. And nobody really knows who he is, but they all kind of, you know, he must be with the team. And then at the end of the game, when whatever team wins, he goes out there and sort of celebrates with them and convinces one of the team members to carry him on his back.
To give him a piggyback ride.
Yeah.
And if he can't convince somebody, then he just jumps on somebody because he wants his damn piggyback ride.
He wants a piggyback ride. Nobody knows why he does this. He just wants a piggyback ride.
And now he's been banned from high school games in several states.
He is now banned from Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Washington, and Oregon. All high school and other games in those states he's banned from.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing.
Now, this quote's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. The quote is from a Montana high school sports official. What's disturbing to me is that he is jumping on our young athletes. He's 240 pounds, and he could hurt someone.
And the thing that I find interesting about that quote is that he's worried that the guy is 240 pounds and could hurt someone. He's not worried that this guy is mounting his athletes from the rear.
No. And he's, you know...
And because, quite honestly, I don't think there is a sexual angle to this. I don't think that's what the guy's going for. He wants a piggyback ride.
In a sports arena.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure
he's high school kids.
I'm pretty sure he's picking... Yeah, it does sound bad. But I'm pretty sure he's picking high school because college games are more closely guarded. It's going to be a lot harder to insinuate yourself into a college team.
And professional games.
Yeah, they have way too many people working security.
Yeah.
You know, so high school game, a lot easier to get in there.
Piggyback Bandit, look out. He might be coming to a town near you.
Yep.
And we can't get out of here without our science brain flake.
Science! All right.
Today's science brain flake is brought to you by Antarctica, the cold, cold wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a wasteland.
Yeah, maybe not so much as we thought.
Yeah, well, last week it looks like the Russians finally broke on through to the other side.
Nice!
They have been drilling for 20 years.
20 years!
20 years have been drilling down, how far was it, 300 and some kilometers? 310 kilometers?
2.3 miles.
Yeah, it's a long ways for drilling. And 20 years they've been drilling through here to break through to an under ice lake that is a freshwater lake that's been under the ice for millennia.
Right.
They don't think that the water goes back to millions of years
14
ago.
Million years is what they're saying.
Yeah. They say the lake is like 14 million years old, but the water gets recycles every 10 to 15,000 years. So it's still, you know, some old water.
It's still old water, and there's a lot of sediment down there that they can get samples of.
Now, I understand that the Russians were going... Now, in Russian, the word for vodka and the word for water are just one letter apart. So I think they might have been a little confused.
I think you're making this up.
No, I'm not. Vodka is vodka with a K, and water is vada without the K. So, you know, that's why they get confused and drink a lot of vodka.
You think that's it?
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly it.
Couldn't be unsafe water or anything.
No, probably not.
No.
So they were drilling for vodka, but they came across vada, which is water, and they actually sent
because vodka occurs naturally in lakes.
Well, okay. There are lakes
of vodka.
Well, there's bacteria down there. They could have made vodka.
Out of?
I don't know.
It's a potato-based alcohol. Never mind. Anyway.
Ancient potatoes.
The main thing that they're looking for is microbial life.
Yeah, they want to see about ancient microbial life, which, you know, there's no problem with that at all either.
Well, no. Why not release something that we have had no chance to build any kind of immunity to into the atmosphere? Why not do that?
Yeah, or, you know, or just get it on your skin and bring it back. Or hell, they've already sent a vial of water to the Russian president.
Yeah, Putin. Or whoever.
Whoever it is now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We really
should have researched
that. We should have researched that. You know, I mean,
we researched this story, but we don't research who the damn president
is. I'm more interested in science than I am politics
right now. That's a very good point. Okay.
You know, plus, so, you know.
I'll give us a pass on that.
Yeah, also, we have to, you know, earn our cred as Americans who don't know anything.
Right. We're very egocentric and have no idea what's going on in the rest of the world. Good plan.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but yeah, they sent a vial of water to the Russian president, and apparently he did not drink it, which I think is a good thing.
It shows that he's, like, slightly more intelligent than some of our politicians, but anyway, go ahead.
And everything, but yeah, they're basically looking for the microbial life. Now, there are other lakes around, there's other, the Americans are drilling, or going to drill.
Or planning to, at least, and so are the British.
The British are going to drill. They say they're going to do it faster. I'm skeptical about how fast they can actually drill, but
who knows?
They say they have another way to do it, and we'll see. But in the meantime, the Russians were first. Go Russia.
Yeah. And just as a side note, popular science.
Popular science.
We have to give them credit.
We're going to give them credit.
They screwed up decades ago.
Yeah. You know that.
And they have apologized.
You know that thing that the Pope did recently where he apologized for dissing Copernicus back in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, I don't think it was actually him, but yeah, the church, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Pope apologized for the church on behalf of the church. Right. Yeah, he finally got around to doing that. Well, popular science has finally gotten around to apologizing for dissing video games back when Pong came out. Mm-hmm. So a little bit less time, so we give him credit for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's all they said.
Yeah. They said their original statement was, yeah, this is a lot of fun that people are probably going to get tired of really quickly.
Yeah.
Video games. They said they're really glad that they were wrong about that. So, you know, technically not even an apology, just admitting that they were wrong.
So popular science, maybe I'll get your magazine again. But, yeah, you know, well, I've been boycotting you since the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, that's our brain flakes for today. Congratulations. So, we filled up a lot of time with that.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, that's good because we don't really have a lot of other news and everything. But we do have a game pick of the week.
Yes, we do.
Yee-haw, gosh, naked.
So the game this week is Shadowhunters.
Shadowhunters.
It was released in 2005. The U.S. edition is done by Z-Man Games. Four to eight players. This game's kind of interesting. It's a variation on the werewolf style.
Mm-hmm.
You all have characters that you cannot reveal to other people right away. There are three different types of characters. There's mm-hmm. shadow characters, there's hunter characters, and there's neutral. The shadows are the creatures that inhabit this forest. The hunters are the humans who are trying to destroy the shadows. And the neutrals are the people who are caught in the middle of this fight. The artwork is, anime-based. This was originally created in Japan. It's a lot of fun. The object of the game is to figure out what faction the other players are part of, so you know who to attack and who to boost, basically, who to help out. And the winning conditions are all based on what character you're playing. Like, the neutrals are pretty much, if you're still alive at the end of the game, yay, you're one of the winners.
Okay.
There could be multiple winners in this game. We played a five-player team, or five-player game. So what that meant was there were two shadows, two hunters, and one neutral. And those you randomly selected out of the different factions. They're shuffled up and dealt to the people. And so you're trying to figure out who the other member of your team is. If you're either a shadow or a hunter, or if you're neutral, you're just trying to figure out the team so that you know who to attack and who not. And all that stuff. Pretty simple. You roll dice to see what area you are in for that turn. The area depends on what type of card you get to draw. There are white cards, which are equipment and good things that can happen. You know, they help the hunters. There's green cards, the hermit cards, which can help you identify what faction other people are in. And there's the black cards, which are the shadow cards, and they have equipment and more often than not help the shadow.
So it sounds to me, I mean, I haven't played the game, because mm-hmm. you played with another group, bastard.
Well, you were at work, so.
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes I have to do that.
Yep.
And bills! But I haven't played the game, but it sounds to me like there's enough variation in these identity cards, these mm-hmm. identifying cards and everything, because one thing you have in other games like this is it needs a lot of people, so you can really get into who's who, trying mm-hmm. to figure out who's who, and you don't have... It's not very easy to figure out.
I have a feeling that at the minimum, at the four-player thing, it's probably not as interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But starting at five players and on up, I think it's a really good game. We've played it multiple times.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. Shadowhunters.
Shadowhunters, it's going to run about anywhere from $25 to $40, depending on where you buy it from.
Okay. So pick that up at your friendly local game store if they have it. And if they don't, I will have a link on the website in the show notes.
Yep.
So you can pick it up from there and have it delivered right straight to your house.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, do the game store, support them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, guys, as popular as our hobby is getting, game stores are still struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So help them out if you can.
Yep. So I think that's going to be pretty much it for the show today. We don't really have a feature this time.
No.
That's why we kind of stretched out everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. The podcast is still going to be like 90% other stuff than RPG.
Yeah. Internet stuff, fun news stuff, and board mm-hmm. games. Board games, card games, mm-hmm. and everything. Problem is right now, most of the board game and card game news is re-releases.
Right.
New items that aren't going to be coming out for months and months and months.
Mm-hmm. Second, third quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rather than go into those, we just, figured that this time we'd cut this off a little bit short just with Brain Flakes and our game pick of the week. So.
Yep. Short and sweet. Hopefully you liked it.
Not too short.
Nah, not that short, because we did a really good job of stretching it out. Oh, yes, we did. Yes. Okay.
Have a great week, guys. And
we will hopefully be putting more articles up through this week that might catch your interest. And next week we'll try to have some feature news.
I'm sure we'll be able to find some by next week. It's starting to heat up out there.
Starting to heat up.
Other than the D&D 5th edition, which we don't really want to cover again yet until
something major happens.
Some really major stuff happens. They're getting pretty close to releasing some more test games, I think.
Yeah, well, there's some rumors that the NDA, non-disclosure agreement for the testers might be lifted soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get even more information.
So when that happens, we might have something that we feel can go on this podcast. Otherwise, keep an eye on the other podcasts because they're really covering this a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Keep rolling those dice.
Keep rolling the dice.
Yeah, man.
Trying to kill me!